Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the largest political button convention in America. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Every year in Northeast Ohio, a group of political historians get together for an annual convention. It's not Republican or Democrat. In fact, it's not partisan at all. The American Political Items Collectors are dedicated to trading, selling, appraising, and appreciating pieces of campaign history. Egal Kaufman, with Ohio Newsroom member station IdeaStream Public Media, went to the so-called Big Show in Canton to learn more.
Jack Dixie has been collecting political memorabilia since he was 13 years old.
I now have over a half a century involved in collecting political memorabilia and have been an active member of the American Political Item Collectors since 1968.
Dixie is the organizer and host of the Big Show. It started in Columbus but moved to Canton in 2008.
Canton is very rich in history in with the connection of William McKinley. The McKinley Tomb is here, the McKinley Memorial is here, along with the First Lady's Museum.
Ohio has a lot of political history. Seven presidents were born here, so it makes sense it would also be home to an event like this. Beyond the allure of the buttons, posters, and other campaign swag, one of the big draws of the day is Ted Hake, a legendary collectibles guru. He wrote his first book about collecting buttons, appropriately titled The Button Book, in 1972.
But I did get around to cataloging about 15,000 political items. I did three books on those in the 1970s, and they've kind of become the Bible. People use their Hake numbers to refer to different buttons in the book.
Lexi Martin came from Franklin, Pennsylvania, primarily to see if she could find any pieces featuring her favorite presidential hopeful, George McGovern. She showed off some of her finds from the day.
Ooh, this is good. I got a Ted Hake signature.
Oh, so I interviewed Ted Hake, so you're a big Ted Hake fan?
Everyone here is a big Ted Hake fan.
There are collectibles of all kinds at the Big Show, and political items of many types, but the most common thing on display is, of course, the campaign button.
When we became a two-party system, people started making tokens and medals picturing the candidate, and it'll say for president, it'll have some kind of slogan. So that sort of thing started about 1824 with Andrew Jackson.
A lot of the items at the Big Show are highly affordable, and a person can start a pretty cool collection for a relatively small amount of money. But there are also big ticket items, such as the coveted Cox Roosevelt pin, which is both important to Ohio history and the history of collecting.
It's the most expensive button there is, not this particular one, but this one will do about $20,000. It's a little button with pictures of Ohio's governor, James Cox, and he was running in 1920 with Franklin Roosevelt as VP. A button with two pictures on costs more than a button with one picture on, and the parties just didn't order many of these things.
Hake sold a button like this for more than $180,000. He says that's the most a button of its kind has ever brought at auction. Dixie explains that dealing collectibles is often a way for collectors to clear space and acquire more collectibles.
The American Political Item Collectors, it's collectors, but as all of us can attest, we acquire accumulations and we have our own specialties and things that we're interested in, and you gotta part with some of the stuff so you can afford the rest of the stuff.
The Big Show is not only about collection and appreciation. There's an element of prognostication in the mix as well. Ken Hosner is a longtime political items collector and dealer, and he says, as the buttons go, so goes the nation.
And I've worked 15 national conventions, both Democratic and Republican, over the last 45 years, and there, any election, a button vendor, for the most part, can tell you who's probably going to win, because we're selling to the public. That's a pretty good indication, really, usually. Now, like, for example, 92, everybody said it was going to be a close race, and the button vendors said, no way. There's just no way Clinton's going to win in a landslide, which he did, because the public, that's what they bought. So, yeah.
While the event may seem literally stuck in the past, the collectors don't see it that way. To them, every election is a new chance for people to fall in love with a centuries-old hobby. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Egal Kaufman in Canton.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.